Are you saying we got to move on with the spouses that are on the phone right now?
They've been on for a long time.
For a little while longer.
I need to get like a little leash kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Guide you back over to the phones occasionally. Like, come over here. Here's a little treat. Sip it out, boy.
Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning.
Didn't you say the other day, you said if my hair's not good, it changes the way people perceive me, but if your hair is good, you go from a 5 and 5 to a 10. Did this conversation actually take place? Did you say when your hair's good, you go from a 5 until 10? Jenny, did this happen?
It did happen.
Yeah. Do you think that's true, Andrew? Do you go from a 5 to a 10?
I mean, I said it. I think it's true, yeah.
I mean, why be modest? I mean, if I looked like
I'm
you...
I'm not a liar.
No, you're not a liar. If I looked like you, I'd be like, look at me. Look at me.
Right?
Take a picture. Do you want to take a picture of me?
That's what I'm saying.
You want to get a picture
of
me?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I look at me and I go, oh, okay.
Keep your lens cap on.
Exactly. All right, Andrew, how was your weekend?
It was good.
Okay, good. What'd you guys do? Give me some highlights.
Watch my niece on Friday. Jenny had a girls' night on Saturday. Okay. Yesterday, I worked a lot yesterday, but I was in and out. We started watching a new show, Power. That's pretty good. Okay. I recommend it.
Okay, good.
It's not a new show. It's just new for us.
It's new to you. No, I get that, too, because whenever you bring up a show and you call it new, people are like, that came out in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, if you're wondering who Andrew is, I didn't properly introduce him.
Okay.
This is Jenny's boyfriend of a year or so, Andrew. Now, we play this game called Weekend Spousal X Factor to guess what Andrew thinks Jenny's favorite part of her weekend was. Jenny has written it down, has not revealed this to Andrew. So, Andrew, because you know Jenny so well, and you are in her heart, and she is in your heart, what do you think was the favorite part of Jenny's weekend?
I would say watching Power yesterday.
Watching Power.
Man, I really thought that you were going to get this, because I'm not doing such specific things anymore. I did Girls' Night.
I would have actually guessed Girls' Night too for you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We were very hyped about this new show. Not new show, but new show to us, Power. But
Andrew, I started watching it last night because of you guys.
And what do you think?
It's good.
What's it about?
It's drama.
It's basically a guy owns a club, but then there's drug dealing involved as well. Mm-hmm. But he's like a total boss businessman, and there's other people involved.
I saw there were like 6 seasons already of it, and I was like, I wonder if it's one of those shows that, because when we looked it up, I'm like, I wonder if it's one of those shows that falls off after like season 3 because they keep forcing this.
I don't know if it does. All I know is that it's comparable to the show Empire, if you ever watched that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always heard that Power is better than Empire.
Oh.
And I used to love Empire. So.
Okay.
Okay, so no match. Again, I think you guys have matched one time since last summer.
Yeah.
So
that's all right.
You know, it does happen. Thank you, Andrew. Say goodbye to Jenny.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Jake is on the phone, and this is Fallon's husband, Jake. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. What did you and Fallon do this weekend with the kids, and any highlights of the weekend?
Yeah, Friday was pretty tame. We just kind of sat around. Saturday, we had a couple friends over who have a daughter that's similar age, and Olive and their kid had a play date. Then we went and had some photos taken of her. We got some lunch, met up with my brother for a little bit. Yesterday, kind of same thing as Friday, just hung around and some stuff around the house.
You know, our weekends are getting more and more boring. I mean, sometimes our weekends are... I had a boring weekend, too. Don't feel bad, Jake.
Oh, you forgot where we watched 50 Shades of Grey Friday night, and you added your own commentary the entire time, completely ruining the entire possible
movie
that could have been set.
No, that movie ruined itself.
I know it's cringe. I know it's cringe.
Stupidest movie of all time.
I know it's cringe, but it's like one of those movies where he probably could have gotten some action, but he just could not stand to sit there and enjoy it.
Who, you mean Jake?
Yeah, but instead he just chose to make it a like even worse than it was. Ruining the entire atmosphere.
My commentary is hilarious.
No, so you were kind of like Mystery Science Theater 3000 or whatever that show was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So you made funny running commentary along with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
You and I ought to go to the theater more often can make funny running commentary during movies.
Dave is even worse than you to sit next to in a movie. What'd he say? I couldn't hear him. Who is that? That's the lead care actress that's been in the entire movie. I don't recognize her. Chip crunch, jaw pop.
Okay, this story gets worse every time. Jake, what was the highlight of Fallon's weekend, in your opinion?
I think probably on Saturday we met up with my brother and his girlfriend at a brewery that has like our favorite food truck, and Got some really good tacos.
Yeah, that was it. That's what I wrote down.
Is that what it was? Okay.
I yeah. like.
Okay,
yeah,
good. So you got it right. Okay, nice. Okay. All right, say goodbye to Jake.
Goodbye, Jake.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, Jake. It's been a while since we've been on because we just don't really want to talk to each other.
You and Susan?
Susan, yes. My wife, Susan, yeah. Did we do anything fun this weekend? Did we do anything enjoyable this weekend?
Yeah, we went to Inky.
Okay, we did do that. We went to Inky Brewery, mm-hmm. and then also the weekend was consumed by the cat, the sick cat, and mm-hmm. that has been a big... Did you pick up Roger from the vet yet?
I have 21 minutes to get there, so okay. that's why I'm driving now.
Okay, gotcha. I won't keep you too long. So what would you say, I'm going to write it down, the highlight of my weekend... What would you say was the highlight of my weekend?
I would say when Ava came over.
That's right. It's Ava. Aww. That's what I wrote down. Ava, our granddaughter, came over. Whenever I hold Ava, what happens, Susan?
She cries.
She cries, aww. Yeah. Whenever I hold her, she cries.
She gets this pout first, and it's so pathetic. Like, oh!
We've seen that firsthand, actually, on a FaceTime when she handed her over. It immediately is just like, no.
And then it just develops. It's like she'll go from like, you know, happy or quizzical, and then grandpa takes her, and then it just kind of goes,
no.
And then the outburst comes. And I'm like, oh. And then Allison feels so bad. But she was wearing, I bought her these adorable little pink pair of shoes, little moccasins in Colorado.
Cute.
And we put them on her, and then it's in my Weekend in 5 photos. Okay, let me know how Roger's doing, okay?
Will do.
Okay, talk to you later.